Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, the Business Intelligence Process. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Business Intelligence in the Business Intelligence for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the business intelligence, BI, lifecycle, including data collection, processing, analysis, and visualization. We will also discuss the specific steps in the BI process and review a successful case study of BI implementation. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to describe the BI process, understand how data transforms into actionable insights, and recognize best practices from real-world applications. Main content: understanding the BI lifecycle, data collection, processing, analysis, and visualization. The business intelligence lifecycle is a systematic approach that transforms raw data into meaningful insights, enabling organizations to make informed decisions. It consists of four main phases: data collection, processing, analysis, and visualization. Data collection: this is the first step in the BI lifecycle. It involves gathering relevant data from various sources, such as databases, CRM systems, social media, and surveys. For example, an online retail company might collect data on customer purchases, website visits, and feedback forms. The goal during this phase is to ensure that the data collected is accurate and relevant to the business objectives. Data processing: once data is collected, the next step is processing it. This phase includes cleaning, filtering, and organizing the data to prepare it for analysis. For instance, the retail company may need to remove duplicate entries or correct errors in customer addresses. Proper data processing ensures that the insights generated are reliable and actionable. Data analysis: after processing, the data is analyzed to identify trends, patterns, and correlations. Analysts often use various statistical methods and tools to derive insights. For example, the retail company might analyze sales data to determine which products are most popular during specific seasons, helping them optimize inventory levels. Data visualization: the final phase involves presenting the analyzed data in a visually appealing and understandable format, such as charts, graphs, or dashboards. Effective visualization helps stakeholders quickly grasp complex data and make informed decisions. For instance, the retail company could create a dashboard that shows real-time sales performance across different regions, allowing them to react promptly to market changes. Steps in the BI process: the BI process can be broken down into several key steps that facilitate effective data transformation into insights. These steps are: define business objectives, clearly outline the goals your organization aims to achieve through BI. This step sets the direction for the entire process. Identify data sources, determine which internal and external data sources will provide the necessary information to meet your business objectives. Data collection: gather data from the identified sources, ensuring it's relevant and comprehensive. This can involve manual entry, automated data extraction, or data integration from several platforms. Data processing and cleaning: cleanse the data by removing inaccuracies, duplicates, and irrelevant information. Organizing the data in a structured format is essential for effective analysis. Data analysis: utilize analytical tools and techniques to explore the data and extract insights. This can involve statistical analysis, data mining, or predictive analytics. Data visualization: present the analyzed data in a visually understandable format, making it easier for stakeholders to interpret and act upon the insights. Decision making: use the insights gained from the BI process to inform strategic decisions and actions within the organization. Case study of a successful BI implementation. To illustrate the effectiveness of the BI process, let's look at a case study of a successful BI implementation in a retail company. Company background: a medium-sized clothing retailer faced challenges in understanding customer preferences and sales trends. Their data was scattered across various systems, making it difficult to gain actionable insights. Implementation of BI: the company decided to adopt a BI solution. They started by defining their business objectives, which included increasing sales by 15% over the next year and improving customer satisfaction. Data collection and processing. They collected data from their POS systems, customer surveys, and social media platforms. After cleaning and processing the data, they organized it into a centralized database. Analysis and visualization. Using BI tools, analysts identified trends indicating that certain styles were more popular in specific regions. They then created visual dashboards that highlighted sales performance and customer feedback. Results: within 6 months, the retailer saw a 20% increase in sales, attributed to better inventory management and targeted marketing campaigns based on customer insights. The success of this BI implementation demonstrates the critical role of the BI process in achieving business objectives. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've explored the business intelligence process, including the BI lifecycle and the steps involved in transforming data into actionable insights. Understanding these concepts is vital for any professional looking to leverage data for decision-making. By recognizing the significance of each phase, from data collection to visualization, you can enhance your organization's ability to make informed choices that drive success. Reflection questions: how can you apply the concepts of the BI lifecycle to your current role or organization? What specific business objectives could you define to enhance your company's decision-making process through BI? Reflect on a time when data analysis influenced a decision you made. How would a structured BI process have improved that situation?